in New York. At a Polish Roman Catholic parish in Los Angeles, John Paul visited before he became Pope. The parishioners prayed for recovery. The pastor of Our Lady of the Bright Mount says he feels as if his own father is sick. In Detroit, home to more than a million Catholics, Cardinal Adam Maida leading a prayer vigil earlier today at the Blessed Sacrament Cathedral. While the Pope's in grave condition, the Vatican is saying officially it is able to conduct its business. Several key officials ensure there's continuity. Those include Cardinal Angelo Sodano, the Chamberlain of Camerlengo, who would be described as a prime minister if this were a parliamentary democracy. When a Pope dies, there is a unique Vatican tradition that spells out how the church officials determine and announce his passing. When a Pope dies, the prefect of the papal household tells the chamberlain that he must verify the death. That's done by calling his name in three times. In one case, about 150 years ago, it was done by striking the Pope's forehead with a silver hammer. The chamberlain would then tell the vicar of Rome of the Pope's passing, and the vicar informs the people of the city and the world. It would take several days to hold a funeral for John Paul, and then 2 weeks or longer to select a new Pope. In Florida, Terry Schiavo's husband and parents still cannot agree on how to remember the woman or bury her. Schiavo's mother and father want her buried in Florida, close enough for them to visit. Michael Schiavo, the husband, has custody of the body, and he says he plans to cremate the remains. The plan, he says, to bury the ashes in Pennsylvania, where the couple grew up, and apparently would happen at an undisclosed location so the family could not attend the ceremony and turn it into a media show, according to his brother. There's also word the parents want to hold a mass next week. The Washington Monument is reopened with new security figures. The obelisk on the National Mall has been closed since September for a $15 million security makeover. The changes included vehicle barriers and new lights. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowell.
Premiering tomorrow on Hallmark Channel.
The lunatic has bought a log cabin.
That doesn't really sound that crazy for Grandpa.
Matt Fleming went in search of his grandfather.
Is this great?
Are we finished bonding yet?
What he found was himself.
Maybe for the first time, you feel alive.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
It's taken me 20 years to become a part of your life. I'm staying right here.
Edward Asner, Mel Harris, and Jason London star in Out of the Woods. Premieres tomorrow at 8, 7 Central on Hallmark Channel.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is Stephen King. Yeah. So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all
hey,
say.
You. Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. It's about 7 past the hour. Yeah, The Who, talk about my generation. It's not my generation tonight. It's not the generation most people listen to this program most of the time. Tonight is our Youth Night 2. I don't know what to call it other than Youth Night 2. We are asking for phone calls tonight from listeners between the ages of 13 and 17. That's very arbitrary. It's my fault if you're 12 and a half or just turned 18. Sorry. You got to be between 13 and 17. Now, we have no way of proving you're between 13 and 17. We just trust your honesty. We'll get to your calls in a moment. What we're going to do here, there's just a couple things I want to mention, and then we'll just kind of do it like we did last time. No specific direction, no specific topic for the callers tonight. We'll just play it by ear and see where we go on each individual call. Fair enough? Fair enough. It's my program. I've been mentioning the baby seal hunt, the harp seal hunt in Canada, two or three times in the past week. Over 300,000 baby harp seals are to be harvested. That means, I'll just be blunt, it means clubbed to death or stomped. They can't be shot because I guess it would ruin the pelt. I don't know. And a lot of people find this this seal hunt pretty appalling. Wait a minute, you can't use a modifier with appalling. Most people that I've spoken with or have written to me find the seal hunt appalling. And I have to admit that I do too. When I see the pictures of these seal pups being clubbed, I also understand that there is another side to the story. It's not a side that I would necessarily subscribe to or participate in, but it does exist. I got an email from a guy named Jimmy Belize. Here's what he writes regarding the baby seals. He writes, the only problem is the natural count of seals that should be there has grown by almost 100%. No one wants to see the seals die, but there has to be a balance. When the balance is not met, the seals take bites and chunks of Atlantic salmon that are native to the eastern coast of Canada. There is no industry there at all. And because the seals look so innocent, it really hurts the local people big time. Because there are no jobs available at all. There are no factories or corporate work available to the local people. I know this because I have been fishing up in that region for over 10 years. In the past, there were very few seals, but because they have become like pets to most people, they have threatened the healthy stocks of Atlantic salmon. That industry is very big business and provides jobs for the local people for the last 100 years. I hope it continues for 100 more, to be completely honest. If you have never been there, it is very hard to have an honest opinion. Just my two cents, based on over 10 years of knowing the people who live there year-round. Thanks, Jimmy. All right. Thanks for writing, Jimmy. Couple more quick items here. The governor of Maine, Democrat John Baldacci, yesterday signed legislation that protects gays and lesbians from discrimination in that state. Within hours, a so-called religious group launched a campaign to overturn the new law. The governor told supporters who packed the State House cabinet room when he signed the bill, quote, "This act not only offers essential civil rights, but serves as a welcome. Our doors are open to all people. This is a proud day for Maine," end quote. The law takes effect in late June of this year. Now, the law amends the Maine Human Rights Act. Maine had an act making discrimination illegal in employment and housing and credit and public accommodations and education based on sexual orientation or gender. Maine now prohibits discrimination based on race, color, sex, disability, religion, ancestry, and national origin. So they added sexual orientation or gender. Ooh, well, that's enough to get a whole lot of, quote, Christians, close quote, upset, isn't it? Now, to take it one step further, the new law will exempt religious organizations that don't receive public funds. So if you're a Christian organization or Muslim or Jewish or whatever, and you don't get public funds, you can be as evil and discriminatory as you want to. This new law also makes it clear that it does not condone or authorize gay marriage. That's not what this is about. This is just about a human rights law, anti-discrimination. Now, some thuggish, fake, phony organization called the Christian Civic League of Maine. Ooh, I bet they wear brown shirts, huh? This organization said it would fight the new law. This group, the Christian Civic League of Maine, which claims it represents evangelical churches in the State House. They lobby in the State House. And for evangelical churches, you know, those are churches that say kill the queers, I guess. This organization led successful referendum campaigns in 1998 and 2000 that defeated earlier gay rights laws. So this time they lost. Now they're going to court. Yeah. They need some signatures. First, they're going to try to get it overturned. I don't know how they're going to do that. I guess a referendum. They're going to try to get a referendum next November. They need 50,000 voters' signatures by June 28th. The Christian Civic League's executive director, Michael Heath, set a goal of collecting 70,000 signatures as well as a $2 million or he's going to wage a $2 million fundraising campaign. You can see the letters now that will be coming from this group in Maine, right? People are going to get this from Maine. Maine? You know, something along the lines of the queers want to seduce your children and burn Bibles and take all your guns. Now, do you want that to happen here in Maine? Do you want the queers to come in and seduce your children, take your Bibles, force you to read Playboy, steal your guns, and, you know, because that's what these organizations usually do. They lie, they'll say anything, and the hope is that they will upset enough people or hit enough people on an unconscious level that when they do go to vote, they'll go, oh, yeah, that's where I'm supposed to vote, death to the queers. It's not, I guess it's not necessary for me to, you know, to say once again tonight how loathsome these people are and how much Jesus would just pound them into the ground, I'm sure, if Jesus the man, Jesus the Son of God, however you want to say it, if he were to approach these people, he would just beat them into a bloody pulp. You know he would. You know he would. Oh, no? He'd turn the other cheek? Oh, okay. All right, the phone number here is 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. We would like to hear from people tonight between the ages of 13 and 17. If you're younger than that, we'll do this again as soon as you turn 13. If you're older than that, you can call in anytime. But tonight we are restricting the calls. We're going to try to restrict the calls to people between the ages of 13 and 17. No rules, just sounds like a Nike commercial. Who says that? No rules, just... we'll chat. What we're trying to find out here is where you, as a young person, stand on certain issues that certainly pertain to your life today and will pertain to your lives as you get older. We might, you know, not to get too weird about it, but we might. I don't know that we will. We might talk about what your fears might be or your hopes. what your plans are. And if you don't want to go that far, if we can just talk about issues of the day. I don't see any reason to get into hopes and fears and dreams. We don't do that with people over the age of 17, so why do it with people under the age? Let's just talk about your take on the political atmosphere in this country, some of the specific issues. We can get to that. But we are asking you to let your voice be heard tonight. Usually when the last time we did this, and I've done this on other networks or stations, usually it brings in a humongous audience. Plus, this program will be available on replay by going to whiterosesociety.org. And a lot of people will download this and listen to it. So let's hear what you got to say. We'll take a break. We'll do some commercials. We'll come back, and we'll take your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing 3 times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you 3 free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Do you deserve to be wealthy? Do you have a fear of success? Are you fighting self-sabotage? I'm Wendy Friesen, and I can help you. You can transform your issues with money. My financial abundance training uses hypnosis techniques on CD to stop the self-sabotage, release your inner fears, change your subconscious programming about money, and become worthy of success. The market makers on the stock exchange hired me to help them blast through their fears and limitations. The Financial Times did a story on my London Abundance Seminar, and now you can uncover your hidden resistance to making more money. To create wealth, you must feel worthy. You must possess a core belief that you deserve to succeed. Ordering the CD program could be the most important move you make. Go to Wendy.com. It's Wendy.com. Or call me at 877-68-HAPPY. That's 877-68-HAPPY. And find out how good it feels to end the struggle, stop the sabotage, and become a magnet to success and opportunity. 877-68-HAPPY.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident, because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor. Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Into the distance, 21 past the hour. All right, let's get some calls, calls in here. Thomas is calling in from New Jersey. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
How old are you, Thomas?
I'm 14 years old.
14? Okay.
Yeah.
What prompted you to call in tonight?
Well, I really wanted to talk about how education was so great, and now Bush is just blowing all of the money.
All right. Now, are you talking about in New Jersey? Are you talking about in your school district?
No, I'm talking about everywhere, just throughout the U.S. I feel that the new budget, like one-third of the cuts, our education cuts, and what this country used to be, a great place for education where a kid could learn and become a great person,
mm-hmm.
It's just all going away because Bush is spending all this money. And I do what I can. I'm with Amnesty International. I do everything I can for the world and for America.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems for everything I do, Bush undoes tenfold.
It does. I know what you mean. It's like he's got your name written down. What did Thomas do this morning? Oh, good. Well, let me undo that. Right?
Yeah. And it's crazy. And the corporatocracy is just taking everything over. And it really saddens me because America is such a great place. It used to be such a great place. And now it's going in this downward spiral.
All right. Let me ask you a couple of things here, Thomas. I can understand cynicism and pessimism in an adult. As a matter of fact, a lot of people say that as you get older, if you don't become a bit of a pessimist or a bit of a cynic, there might be something wrong with you. But to hear you say that, what you just said, the last part of what you just said. That's a little bit scary. Do you feel that attitude that you have, that cynicism, I would identify it as cynicism, or pessimism, do you think it's something that's going to go away? Can you move past that? Or what would it take to make it go away? What?
Well, I think what we need is just to move on from the Bush crime family. And everyone is just, it's just America is being hijacked.
Okay, so it's not...
It's a sick motive. So maybe in the future it can be changed.
All right.
I think so.
It's not a permanent feeling, you don't think, that you're feeling right now. It's just that you feel the way things are under this administration.
It's not permanent. Yeah, it's just the administration. It's just killing everyone.
All right. Last question. Why do you think with all the talk that Bush and his education secretary has put out there, and especially about the No Child Left Behind legislation, why is it that he talks one way and then slashes education funding when it's time to allocate funds? Is he just a complete liar or what?
Well, maybe he's just a compulsive liar. Maybe he has some motives that we don't know about yet. Margaret Spelling's canceling that Postcards from Buster show just made me feel that they're just lying and they just have sicker motives than just making education great for our country. When they're giving funds out, they'll take it out because they have other things to do. They have to secure the oil in the Middle Eastern countries. They don't have time just spending money for the kids of America, the future. So maybe that's it. That's what I think is. Everyone has an agenda.
All right. Well, Thomas, I appreciate your call. Keep working on... the things that you're working on.
Thank you so much.
The amnesty thing is wonderful. I'm a contributor to Amnesty myself. I have a bumper sticker. I get a free bumper sticker for contributing every year.
Thank you so much.
Really respect you on that. Take care, Thomas. You have a nice evening.
Okay, thanks for your program, Mike.
All right, thank you. Thomas is 14, and he's a supporter of Amnesty. Let's see, when I was 14, I think I was still stealing hubcaps, Kathy. Spinner hubcaps is what we used to call them back then. You were trying to be Brooke Shields, were you? Okay, that's good. That's a good thing. Haley is calling from Washington. Haley, welcome to the program. How old are you, Haley?
I'm 13.
13. And yeah. It's Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State.
Okay, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Gay marriage and gay rights.
All right. From what position? What point of view?
Oh, I'm totally for it. I'm totally for it. I don't think that we should be, like, the Christians should be enforcing, you know, their beliefs on gay people. I mean, it's just, it's totally an okay thing. And, I mean, like, straight people, they think of it as, you know, ew, and they don't want, you know, and it's, but you gotta get past that, because if President Bush went up to you, no, maybe you're not married, I don't know, but...
Yes, so I'm very married.
Oh, okay. Well, before you got married, if President Bush went up to you and he said, no, you can't marry her because it's just not right, because right. of my beliefs.
Right.
That's just, it's not cool.
All right, hold the thought right there. I have to break here, Haley, but don't go away. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Or producer's going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you right after we do some commercials here. We're talking with Haley, who's 13, called in from Washington about the issue of gay rights and gay marriage. Stay with us. This is Air America.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know. This, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5899. That's 1-800-507-5899. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5899.
I want to go straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center.
Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. As you all know, it's Air America's birthday. That's right, baby. Time flies when you're number one. We've been around for a whole year, and we want to know what you think about the job we've done so far. Phone lines are going to be open all night, and we want to take your calls. And as always, music that moves your body and feeds your soul. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason show, baby, Saturday night at 10 p.m. on Air America Radio.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, we're talking to young people tonight between the ages of 13 and 17. Let's go back to Haley, who has called in from Washington State. She's 13 years old. We were talking about gay marriage, human rights, and so on and so forth. Let me ask you, Haley, do you have gay friends?
Actually, yes, I do.
Are they school friends or the adults? What?
Adults, as well as actually some school friends. It may be hard to believe, but yeah.
Well, no, not at all. How do the kids? I read a lot about kids who happen to be gay, a lesbian or gay kids who are in middle schools, middle school or high school, that they get picked on a lot. Does that happen in your school?
It depends by who. Some people with the parents who are against it, the parents enforce it on the children, and then the children don't really have a mind of their own. I do. I try to. I have strong beliefs, and I stick to them.
Right. How did you come to the point, Haley, where you think that gay folks should have the same rights as non-gay folk? How did you arrive at that? From your own experience or from talking with your parents? What?
From actually my own experience. I haven't talked much with my parents about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, when you love somebody, you should be able to marry them. I mean, it's just stupid to try to enforce your beliefs on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say thank you so much for putting me on.
Okay.
I never thought I'd be on a radio station.
Well, you are. Is there something else you want to bring up, Haley? Another issue?
Another issue. Well, today in class, we were talking about the Columbine High School massacre.
Really?
Yeah, and the stuff that's just been happening lately, like the shootouts and stuff at schools. And we had a lockdown at my school today. There was intruders somewhere outside the building.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
It must be kind of weird to live in the age of, to be a school kid in the age of the possibility of somebody, most generally a fellow student, coming into your school and starting to open fire. That's got to be scary.
Yeah, it's a scary thought, Mike.
The thing that always puzzles me, or not puzzles me, but kind of intrigues me, is after one of those horrible events, when other kids are asked about the shooter, the other kids will say, well, you know, we knew that he was, withdrawn or kind of strange, but we had no idea. It always comes as a shock, it seems, you know, that somebody was that capable of committing such a horrendous act of violence.
They shouldn't have even had access to guns. I mean, children shouldn't, people under the age of a certain age shouldn't have access to guns at all. Especially if they're depressed or taking medication, then adults should know better than giving them access to, you know.
Yeah,
arms.
I hear that. Good points, Haley. Thanks for checking in tonight. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. You have a nice weekend. Let me share an email with you from Mike in Gurnee, Illinois. He writes in, "Hi, Mike. I'm 12, but I'll be 13 later this month. Last time you did a kid's show, you said you would make an exception for kids like me. I just called the show and told the screener what he wanted. He said he would put me on the show. You then came on and said if I were 12 and a half or had just turned 18, I couldn't talk tonight. The screener then told me I was too young. I figured I would write an email. I was going to ask you if you would be on in Chicago soon. I was also going to ask about the latest report on the weapons of mass destruction and how we have grown used to outrageously high gas prices. I would love it if you could read this on the air. I'll be calling in as soon as I turn 13 on the 27th. I'm sorry, Mike. I really, really am sorry. I don't know. Maybe we should do a show from 13 down, 12 down. But then Mike couldn't call on that one either, could he, after the 27th? We'll get you eventually, Mike, I swear to God. I am not going to be on the station in Chicago that carries Air America programming for the simple reason that that station ceases broadcast every day at sundown. Seriously, a lot of stations are still required to do that because of the nature of their license. So that may change. You never know. I hope to be on the air in Chicago because I was there for 3.5 years and had an enormous listening audience. The latest report on the weapons of mass destruction, it's more of the same old lies and deceptions by the Bush crime family. And, yeah, we've gotten used to outrageously high gas prices, but I'll tell you what, Mike, they're going to go higher. And I've said this on the air, I think they should go up to $4 or $5 a gallon. I know that would enrich the people who support George Bush, but it might force conservation in this country. And if we don't start that sort of turning away from fossil fuels, we're all going to choke to death anyway. So Rebecca is calling from Washington State also. Rebecca, welcome to the program. How old are you, Rebecca?
I'm 13.
13. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you want to talk about your school program?
Yeah, actually, I'm homeschooled and not the religious type. I'm
uh-huh.
the liberal side. And we are a group of us homeschoolers on Vashon Island. We live on an island in Washington. And we put on a military draft education night, and we had it at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a conscientious objector counselor come and talk about conscientious objectors and ways to avoid the draft.
Right.
And the legal way to avoid the draft. And we had a person basically just talk about recruitment in schools and that kind of thing.
Right. Now, there is no draft. Are you anticipating there's going to be one?
Well, not necessarily anticipating it, but it's good to know before a draft happens that, you know, there's a possibility that has, and be prepared for one if one does happen, because you don't want to have people going
sure.
off to war and not know what to do.
Sure. During World War II, I had several uncles. One served in the infantry. He was a sergeant. He was in combat in Europe. The other was a conscientious objector because of his religious beliefs, and he served as in a field hospital. He still had to go into the military, but he served in a field hospital in France. And his objection, my one uncle's objections to military service was based strictly on religious grounds. When the speaker came to this event that you were talking about how to avoid military service through conscientious objection, is it all still based on religious grounds, or are there other reasons not to go into the military?
Well, there are definitely other reasons. One of my best friends, who is actually sitting right next to me, is she's a conscientious objector. She's 15, and she's getting her portfolio ready, so when she's 18, she'll have it all ready, and it'll be all set. And she's doing it for just, she can't kill people. I mean, she doesn't have the you know, not strength, because, you know, there's a lot of strength not to as well, but she doesn't have what it takes to do that, because she couldn't, I mean, I couldn't live with myself after killing anybody either. And so that's her reasons for doing being a conscientious objector.
When you say, Rebecca, she's getting her portfolio together, then she must be anticipating that she might have to have some sort of documentation that shows that she has been a CO going all the way back to age 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one thing that the speaker talked about when he came was he talked about how you want to start about when you're 14 or 15, getting a portfolio ready and showing things like I've been at peace marches and things and writing to your congressman saying that you're a conscientious objector.
I see.
Because then if there is a draft and you're 18, you have proof that you are a conscientious objector and have been for a long time and, you know, believe
right.
in peace issues and things.
Well, that makes sense. I hate to bring this up, but I'd like to ask you, in an abbreviated version, your take on what has been going on with the Terri Schiavo thing over the past couple, 3 weeks?
Yeah, I've basically been kind of thinking that, you know, we're still in Iraq, you know, we are still fighting and killing people, and where our Americans are dying. So, you know, to me, it's like, why are we paying attention to this one person? I mean, we're killing thousands of people. Why should we care about this? I mean, yeah, this is a case, and it kind of affects other people that could be in the future, but, you know, it's not for us to be involved in.
And that is because it should be a private family matter. That's my impression or my feeling, because this, how many families go through this? It's not been a year since my mother was very quickly died. She was 89, but she had a feeding tube, right, Kathy? She had a gastric feeding tube. She had a couple of things, and the doctor just said, look, there's no hope here. So my sister and I made the decision on the spot to withhold extraordinary measures, and my mom died within a matter of hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I shudder to think what it would have been like to have had politicians ramming their point of view into a most personal, private moment between my mother, my sister, and I, and Kathy was there too, but my wife. But you're coming at it, I take it, from that point of view, that it's a private matter and should remain a private matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, I feel the same way. I mean, I would hate to have politicians come in and, you know, just say, oh, well, I believe this. You know, it's like, well, it's none of your business.
Well, do you get the impression, this is a stupid question, but do you get the impression, I think as most of us do, that the politicians really didn't give a whit about Terri Schiavo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
They were only doing it from the standpoint of gaining political capital.
Well, yeah. That's
so
the
sad.
Point.
That's so sad. Hey, good to talk to you, Rebecca. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate what you had to say. You have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's really kind of sad, right, that 14- and 15-year-olds are so concerned about the state of the world that they're preparing portfolios and collecting physical evidence so that when the Bush crime machine or any crime family comes and taps them on the shoulder and says, we want you to go kill and die, that they will have documentation that that's not what they're into. Girls as well as boys. Wow.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5899. That's 1-800-507-5899. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5899. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. Call 1-800-507-5899.
I want boy, we got straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
It's about 10 before the hour. We are talking with young people today, tonight between the ages of 13 and 17. So give us a holler. The phone number is 866-303-2270. And if the line is busy, put it on speed dial and keep trying. And don't worry about staying up late tonight. If you live in the Eastern time zone, your parents won't care. Tomorrow's not a school day anyway, right? Justin is calling from Long Island. Justin, welcome to the program. How old are you, Justin?
I'm 17.
17, all right. You want to talk about Terry Schiavo situation?
That's right.
Okay.
We were actually talking about it in Spanish class, in Spanish language, but I won't talk about it in Spanish language, obviously.
Just do English. I have a hard enough time with English, much less Spanish. But
basically, my teacher was spewing incorrect information that she was told by the media. For example, she was saying, "Oh, Michael, the husband probably abused her, and he's out to get money." But in fact, he's not going to get a penny. Well, he's not going to get a penny from Terry's death. He was offered $1 million by a mogul to give Terry to her mother and father, but he didn't want to because he wanted to carry out her wishes to not live like that, and he refused money, and there's just so many...
Wait a second, Justin. Why was your teacher taking that particular position? And that's A. B, did anyone in your class challenge her and say that's not true?
Well, we had a discussion. It's a Spanish class, so this was... mostly in Spanish. We talk about the news of the day to prepare for Spanish. And, about half the class was agreeing with her and, you know, talking about how, look at the videotapes, but they don't know the truth, that those videotapes are a snippet of hours and hours of footage, and most of the time Terry doesn't respond. And when she does respond, it's not because she's aware. It's a reflex, and her brain is 95% liquid, and I mean it's just unbelievable.
Now this was a Spanish class teacher. This is not a history or a history teacher or a math teacher or a science teacher, right?
No.
This was a Spanish teacher.
Right. I mean it's just an example of the lies that people just repeating, and it makes me really worry because if people don't know the truth, then how can they act? And I don't know. It's just an example of I think a bigger problem. Of people who are smart. I mean, you know, she obviously went to college. She's a teacher, and they just don't question what they hear on TV.
Do you use television news as a source for most of your news, or do you use other? How do you get your news?
Well, I do watch TV, but I don't. If something seems to me like it's not correct, then I do further research on the internet, and I listen a lot to. Air America Radio, especially Randy Rhodes.
How about Mike Malloy?
This is actually well, it's funny because this is my second time on the radio at all, and earlier I was on Randy's show, but I was really nervous. I didn't really get a chance to articulate anything, but now I...
Well, Randy's okay, but, you know, this is you know, the guys sort of should stick together, right? Just kidding. Oh my God. All right. What would you have done had you been a judge in the Schiavo case, and both the Schindler family and Michael Schiavo would have approached you in the courtroom setting, and one asking for a discontinuation of extraordinary methods to keep her alive, and the other side saying no, don't keep her alive. What would you have done?
Well, I would look at, as the judge did, Judge George Greer, a conservative Republican, I would have looked at the testimony of the doctors, and I would have came to the conclusion that he did that Terry Schiavo is in a persistent vegetative state, and the only doctor who felt that she could get better was found to be a charlatan, because he said how he could use hyperbaric treatment, but he had absolutely no evidence that he ever done that in the past before. So I would have agreed with Judge George Greer and ruled that Terry is in persistent vegetative state. And furthermore, more importantly, based on the testimony of Michael and two other people who said that when Terry was alive and well, she said she never wanted to be kept alive artificially. So I think that Terry's wishes were carried out by Michael, and they weren't carried out by her parents. And I feel bad for the parents, obviously. You don't want your daughter to die, but I think that, you know, you have to look out for her best interest.
And I think that, you know, it even says in the Bible that a lot of these people are using or were using to justify their attack on Michael Schiavo. It says in that Bible that there comes a time in a person's life when they leave their parents and cleave to their husband, I believe, or to their wife. In other words, and the marriage vows, you forsake all others. That institution of two people get,
because the Republicans are supposed to love, you know, the sacred vow of marriage, and you know, and we're supposed to be concerned that if gay people marry, then marriage isn't going to be sacred. We have to be more worried about Tom DeLay coming in between a man and a wife, not really.
Well, you got that right. You got that right. You also know, I would assume, that Judge Greer, who, as you rightly pointed out, was a conservative, white, a very conservative, fundamentalist Baptist judge, and he has been asked to leave his church.
Yeah, I heard that.
And he has done so.
It's really sad the way that when people think of religion, used to think of charity and helping the poor, but now religion's all about preventing
power.
Yeah, power and preventing, you know, a woman's right to choose and preventing people from marrying who they want to marry. It's just pretty sad.
One last quick question. I've got need an answer in 15 seconds. Are you religious? Do you belong to any specific religion?
Well, I'm probably a Reformed Jew. I believe in the traditions of my religion, and I do believe in God, but I don't believe in imposing it on other people.
I got you. That makes sense. Justin, thank you so much for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. All right, you have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, quick break. If you're on hold, stick around. Once Justin hangs up, as he just did, one open line. Grab it as quick as you can. Phone number is 866-303-2270. And for you folks on hold, we'll get your call as soon as we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get. Namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oric XL. 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at GEICO.com.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over the counter at drugstores everywhere.
America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley, the Pope at death's door. The Vatican health minister says Pope John Paul II is about to die. The cardinal says he has talked to the Pope's doctors who say there is, quote, no more hope. The Vatican is calling the Pope's condition very grave, his breathing described as shallow, his heart and kidneys are failing. Earlier, up to 70,000 people were gathered in St. Peter's Square, where the Pope's vicar general told them Christ is opening the door to the Pope. The numbers have diminished there now, but as the early Saturday morning hours arrive, more people will begin to come to St. Peter's Square. A Florida medical examiner completed the autopsy of Terry Schiavo today, clearing the way for the release of the body to her husband. He plans to cremate her remains and bury the ashes without telling his in-laws when or where. Results of the autopsy may not be released for several weeks. Husband Michael Schiavo says he hopes the autopsy will settle questions about her medical condition. Experts differ on whether that will be possible. Schiavo and his in-laws planning separate funerals for the 41-year-old woman who died Thursday. Her parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, scheduled a funeral mass for Tuesday. The mass to be preceded by a gathering for people to express their condolences. Former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger, who once had unfettered access to the government's most sensitive secrets, pleaded guilty today to sneaking classified documents out of the National Archives and using scissors to cut up some of them. Rather than the honest mistake that he called it last summer, Berger acknowledged to the judge today he intentionally took and deliberately destroyed three copies of the same document, which dealt with terror threats during the 2000 Millennium Celebration. Berger then admitted that he lied about it to the archive staff when they told him the documents were missing. Under a plea agreement that still has to be approved by the judge, Berger would serve no jail time, pay a $10,000 fine, surrender a security clearance for 3 years, and cooperate. Sentencing is set for July 8th. George Bush named Federal Reserve Board Governor Ben Bernanke to be the new head of the Council of Economic Advisers today. If confirmed by the Senate, he would succeed Harvey Rosen, who was designated the council to the chairman when Gregory Mankiw quit in February. Bernanke's a 51-year-old Princeton economist who had been widely seen as a possible successor for Alan Greenspan at the Federal Reserve. George Bush signed an executive order today authorizing the government to impose a quarantine to deal with any outbreak of a particularly deadly variation of influenza in Southeast Asia. The order is intended to deal with the influenza commonly referred to as bird flu. Since January, an estimated 69 people have contracted the disease, and it is said to be 70% fatal. This is Air America Radio News.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film, dialogue editor, music recorder, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer, Reason. Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro,
Ableton Live,
Tractor DJ Studio, Pyramind.com.
PYRAMIND, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-378-MIND.
Located in San Francisco, California.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com, and I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly. Wake up more energy. Back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
The biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Ring of Fire.
Our children are gasping for air while Bush is in the back room making sweetheart deals with the energy industry. I'm Mike Papantonio, and this week on Ring of Fire, we'll be talking about air pollution and the epidemic of asthma in this country. We'll also look at how we'd all benefit if the millionaires in Congress would raise minimum wages, and we'll consider the scary corporate media takeover. The truth will make you free, so join us on Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. This is Youth Night 2. We're talking to people between the ages of 13 and 17 inclusive. And we'll come back to your phone calls here in just a second. Right now, I want to talk with Harold, who has called in. Harold is the owner of The Raven, which is a club in New York where we are going to be this Sunday night for a couple of hours. Harold, I'm glad you can make it. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. We're really excited about having you come, you know, all the way up from Atlanta, come to see us. We're honored.
Well, we want to see what it's like to be in a civilized part of the country. So.
Well, I can't vouch for the East Village. I don't know how civilized that is. But,
well, that kind of civilization, you know. I mean,
yeah, we're gonna have a good time though.
Yeah, I think we will. What's happening there tonight?
Tonight we have a DJ, DJ George and DJ Dandy Sex is his name, and they do a night called Rock Box, where they you know, play rock and roll all night, and people really love it.
You have a dance floor?
We can create one. We have a pool table, and if enough people want to dance, we just put the pool table to the side, and we, you know.
Must not be a very heavy pool table.
No, well, there's like this lift underneath it that we can jack it up and roll it around, roll it out of the way. That's what we're going to do on Sunday.
Yeah. All right. Are you close to the... I got some friends coming over from Brooklyn. Are you close to Manhattan Bridge?
Yeah. Yeah, we're right nearby. We're, you know, we're close to the Williamsburg Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge.
Okay.
We're on the east side, the east village.
Right,
It's not far at all.
Well, I love it. We're really looking forward to it, and I really do thank you for making the club available for us to have a meet and greet. And as I've been telling people when we've been talking about this, it's not a big deal. There's no free hors d'oeuvre table. You know, if you want a drink, buy the damn thing. We're just, you know, you've just said, come on by. Sure, you can use the place, and we'll do it, and we'll see what happens. I don't know how many people...
Do you have any favorite kind of libation that we might want to keep in stock for you or for Kathy?
Well, Kathy doesn't drink because she's nursing, but I'm not nursing this time. And so I like Jack Daniels, Jack Black, and Coca-Cola.
We got it. We're going to keep it pouring for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to have a microphone set up for you. We're going to have I'll be DJing a little bit before you get.
All right. Well, this is good. This is going to be fun. There might be 10 people there. There might be 500. You never know.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of people there.
Oh, my new best friend, Randy Rhodes, is going to show up too.
Yeah, she's going to show up. She announced it today also, so, you know.
Well, maybe we can get Al Franken too.
Well, that would be great. The more the merrier, you know.
I want Janine. Let's get Janine to show up there. Just get the whole damn crew over there. That'd be fun, right?
I would love it. I love Air America. Air America's changed my life. You know, I I love it. All my radios in my house are set to Air America for the past year. I've been listening since day one, and, it's a great thing.
Let's hope it's a fun blowout Sunday night. We'll see you Sunday night. All right, Harold?
All right, Mike. You take care. I'll see
all right.
you Sunday.
All right, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care. Harold Kramer, who runs the Raven, where we will be on Avenue A. What is it, 194 Avenue A, Lower East Side? If you live in that that part of the country, come on by. All right. We're talking with kids between the ages of 13 and 17, and so far, what I've heard tonight is, once again, it is good to hear what these young people have to say. I know it is for me, because I tend to, if you're a regular listener to this program, I tend to slip way into the negative side of what's going on, because I have been witnessing this most of my adult life. And, in fits and starts, democracy tries to prevail in this country, and then another group of neo-fascists come in and try to destroy it. And then they are removed or die off or whatever, and fits and starts again as the damage is repaired, and then another group of neo-fascists come in. So it tends to exhaust you. It's nice to talk to people in the age group that we're talking, because, yes, they are witnessing the latest wave of neo-fascism, but for most of these people, it is the first wave. And I think, given the state of technology and the Internet, these kids today are much more equipped and adept at resistance. And to me, that's very important. All right, where are we? Let's go to Grant, who is calling in from New Jersey. Grant, welcome to the program. Hey, Grant. All right, where's Grant? We lost him. All right, we'll try again. Alan is calling from Staten Island. Alan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, you are.
All right, man. I'm definitely going to be catching you at the Raven. I want to start off with that.
How old are you?
16.
Can you go to the Raven at that age?
I guess. I'll just say I want a Shirley Temple.
All right. I'll look for you, Alan.
All right, cool.
All right. Now, what is it you want to bring to the discussion here?
I just want to say how, it just seems that all the rights movements seem to be dead now.
The rights movements?
Yeah, like civil rights, gay rights. I mean, they are going, but not in the way that the gay people or the African-American people want them to go. You know what I mean?
You're saying there's not a lot of activism, that you don't see what maybe your parents and I saw in the 60s and 70s, and what our parents saw in the 30s? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because when you think about civil rights in any way, in the present time, you think maybe Al Sharpton, and that's about it. But, I mean, you think about it in the 60s and mm-hmm. stuff like that. You have, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and these, big, massive protests. But, you don't exactly see Al Sharpton doing that.
Isn't it a telling in a certain way that the two names that you mentioned, and you can add a couple more to that, who were social activists who believed in equal rights or human rights, or that we had to struggle and find a better way, that they were gunned down, assassinated in the 60s and early 70s. That has to put a weird spin on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true, but I mean, it did basically change America.
That's right.
I mean, and Rosa Parks did her thing, but she wasn't gunned down.
Why do you think there is a lack of visible activism? Now, let me, before you answer, I have to say, I think there is activism going on right now, Alan. It's just perhaps not as visible. And on the other hand, I think there's a lot of truth in what you're saying, that those charismatic figures that were so prominent, say, back in the 20s and 30s during the labor organizing, during that particular time of labor organizing, in the 60s during the organizing around anti-war and pro-human rights, why do you think that it's not as visible now as it was, say, in your parents' generation?
Well, probably number one is Fox News, because they don't want you to see, black people prospering and gay people getting married.
Right.
They're not wearing, black leather and acting freaky. to say the least.
So you think a kind of a phony or slanted depiction of demonstrators by something like Fox News tends to keep people from participating? I'm trying to get what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously Fox News is going to have a big effect because, I mean, like Sean Hannity's like the top-rated debate show or something like that. Like they mentioned something like that, Hannity and Combs, that's like their top show, debate show or something like that.
Right.
So obviously a lot of people watch that. And considering the fact of, you know, how Alan Combs is sort of like, you know, just shot down most of the time, it's, you know, Hannity's always winning. You know, it's like 54 to like nothing practically anyway. You know, and I mean, it's like, you know, it's like a bunch of third graders on a peewee basketball team versus like Air Jordan, you know.
Isn't that the truth?
You know.
Let me ask you something. What are the issues, Alan, one or two issues right now that are most important to you? Whether they're social issues or political issues, what one or two would you say are the most important to you? The ones that either make you the most optimistic or the most anxious or whatever. And I'll give you a minute to think about it because I got to take a break.
All right.
All right. What I'm looking for here is a couple of issues that to you get a lot of your attention. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back to you in a minute. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Want some inspiration in a world gone upside down? This month, Mother Jones Magazine profiles the Yes Men, two practical jokers who use their humor to drive home political points, like when they switch the voice boxes in talking dolls at toy stores. After the switch, Barbie said,
"Dead men tell no lies."
And G.I. Joe said,
"I love to shop with you."
Last year, the two impersonated Bush campaign staffers asking voters to pollute as much as possible. Mother Jones' new issue also features a retirement home for activist seniors. No card games here. These seniors spend their time protesting shabby HMO health care and cuts in senior services. At a recent strike, an 81-year-old senior grabbed the mic and yelled,
"Getting out on a picket line really makes me feel alive."
Want to feel more alive? Like the Yes Men say, the best way to cause change is to just go out and do it. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Thousands of activists marched in dozens of cities Thursday in a national day of action to save Social Security from privatization. The protest was aimed at Wall Street firms like Charles Schwab, Wachovia, and others that support privatization. Working families activists called on those firms to end their support of privatization. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says working families are putting these firms on notice that they won't allow firms that handle their savings to promote a scheme that'll put their hard-earned money at risk. The Bush privatization would slash Social Security benefits for young workers by as much as $152,000, even for workers who don't choose private accounts. The AFL-CIO says the plan would also create $4.9 trillion in new debt. The Working Families Day of Action Against Social Security Privatization was the largest grassroots mobilization yet in labor's campaign to save Social Security. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the union for the information age.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
21 past the hour. It's Young People's Night. We're talking with Alan on this particular call. Alan has called in from Staten Island. Now, Alan, the question, one or two issues very quickly, if you can, that are most important to you right now. You're 17 and, I'm sorry, 16. And just, you know, what is prominent or pronounced in when you do, you know, when you think or focus on stuff?
Oh, actually, it probably has to be gay rights and where our tax money is going.
All right. Why those two?
Well, I think, well, gay rights because I went up into Toronto for the summer for about a week. And I was up there, you know, everything was, like, so relaxed. You know, the news was about, you know, the hockey. It was more about the hockey players and, you know, like, the lockout and stuff like that more than the next terrorist attack or gays getting married or anything like that. So it was, you know, it's a lot more relaxed up there, and I like it up there because of that. And where our tax money is going is for the simple fact that the government was created to protect us, which is why we have cops, firemen, and EMS workers. But we were attacked on 9/11. The city that I live in was attacked on 9/11, so that's not a lot of protection.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm understanding you, then what you're saying is the issue of gay rights or a gay person's right to get married should be just a given and not something that everybody gets all worked into a lather about.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you. Okay. All right, Alan, thanks a lot for checking in, pal.
One more thing, Mike.
If yes, sir.
If you feel homesick while you're up here in New York, just head over to Staten Island. We got plenty of Republicans for you, all right?
Yeah, okay, thanks, Alan.
Right.
You take care. Yeah, that's the truth. I know that. I know. I have some friends that live in Staten Island, and boy. Phoebe is calling from Minnesota. Phoebe, welcome to the program. How old are you, Phoebe?
I'm 15.
15. Hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
That's good. All right. Is it cold where you are?
It's constantly cold.
Yeah, never mind. That's right. Minnesota. What am I saying? All right. All right. What's the main thing on your mind tonight?
Well, there's always something constantly bothering me, so I'm sorry if I'm a little more pessimistic than you would have hoped a young person of my age to be.
Well, not necessarily. I get surprised by the optimism as well as the pessimism. I would hate, I have to tell you, I would be pretty upset right now if I were 15. I realize your whole life is in front of you, and I know that most of you kids are going to make the best of it and do things, but it's kind of spooky out there. But anyway, go ahead, Phoebe.
Well, among many of the horrifying disruptions that the right have inflicted upon my life at this point, the thing that bothers me the most is probably how they misguide and direct, like, pointless, like, false information at, you know, regular people to make them believe that what they want in their little happy make-believe scary world.
Right, right.
You know, actual facts. like, me and my friends were sitting on the couch today and flipping through channels, and we're all extremely liberal, don't worry. And we come across Fox and stop and watch in horror as the scrolls on the news tell us that there's a terror alert that's been raised.
There is?
Yeah. I was unaware of this.
I had no idea. All right. Well, maybe it's just right around Fox News headquarters in New York.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't blame anyone that was willing to blow them up.
Oh, now, now.
I know. I'm sorry.
You don't really mean that. I know you don't mean that.
Not at all.
Right. Okay.
And then, Bill O'Reilly was rambling on about, you know, how Christians and, you know, just the Christian population and the Muslim population were getting together and how George Bush was praying for the Pope, which is all good and fine, but it was just focused mainly on those three central, mm-hmm. you know, how just the news has taken Muslims and Christians and the Republicans and just made everything so magnified.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrifying. I've gotten in countless fights with even my best friends who keep telling me things that I know for a fact are complete lies. But they keep listening to Hannity and O'Reilly and Coulter and the thine popper of OxyContin and believing that what they're hearing is complete, you know, fact because they hear it from the side that they want to hear it from.
God, it must drive you crazy. I feel the same way. I'm not 15. You know, I'm much, much older than that. And the friends, some of the friends that I have, or used to have, and I have to say, we've had to part company because our political beliefs were so intense, mine and theirs, and there was no compromise. And it's probably for the best. You know, you can be friends with somebody for 20 years and then come to realize, what? I really didn't know that person. But I have to ask you, it's not too difficult for especially a teenager to learn how to spot hypocrisy. And my question to you is, how do you deal with the hypocrisy that you see? And think about it for a second. We have to take another break here. Good God. We'll take a break and come right back to you, Phoebe, okay? So the question is, how do you deal with that hypocrisy? We'll come right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
I went to see the doctor of psychiatry. Weapons of mass destruction.
Good news about Aleve. For those with arthritis pain, reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Premiering tomorrow on Hallmark Channel.
The lunatic has bought a log cabin.
That doesn't really sound that crazy for Grandpa.
Matt Fleming went in search of his grandfather.
Is this great?
Are we finished bonding yet?
What he found was himself.
Maybe for the first time, you feel alive.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
It's taking me 20 years to become a part of your life. I'm staying right here.
Edward Asner, Mel Harris, and Jason London star in Out of the Woods. Premieres tomorrow at 8, 7 Central on Hallmark Channel.
I want next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now, I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
This weekend on EcoTalk, we'll talk to Dan Becker of the Sierra Club about the recent historic agreement between automakers and the Canadian government to make cars that will reduce emissions and improve fuel efficiency by an estimated 25%. We'll hear what that means for our country. We'll also meet Ray Anderson, founder and chairman of Interface Carpets. Not only does he run one of the largest manufacturing companies in the world, he is changing his industry's impact on the environment. CEO and eco-evangelist Ray Anderson this weekend on EcoTalk.
Justice and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away. I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away. All this fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't.
26 before the hour. We are talking with Phoebe, who is 15, called in from Minnesota. Hypocrisy, it doesn't take a person long to figure out what that is, Phoebe. I don't know at what age kids start to see it. I don't know how old I was when I started to see it, but it's fairly easy to spot. And what my question to you is very simply, how do you deal with hypocrisy coming from the people who are in positions of power? That would be adults who make the rules by which we all live, including you. How do you deal with the hypocrisy?
Well, speaking in terms of those who are already set in their ideas that you try to talk to, personally, I can't deal with their hypocrisy. I mean, there's no reasoning with an extremist group that can't see Tom DeLay with a halo and not a poison pest torch, literally.
A poison pest torch?
He was an exterminator.
Yeah, I know. I like that. I like that. I may use that.
Go ahead. But I just, and when I'm confronted by it with people my own age, I've actually made a, like, 2 weeks ago, I decided I can't be friends with Republicans anymore. I just can't handle it.
Yeah, I've been there.
And I've actually, on the grounds of political views, I've broken up with my boyfriend of 10 months, a couple months ago.
He's a Republican, your boyfriend?
He was. He was sort of like sucked into it because of his family. He was never really into politics until lately. And right when it came, I'm like, no, I can't do this.
Right, right.
It was horrible. So as much as I try to surround myself with, you know, people that, it's not so much surrounding myself with people that think the same as me, it's just that I can't really, you can't be compatible with, you know, somebody that can be so blind and ignorant to what's happening to them in the world around them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly agree with that. Phoebe, I'm glad you called in. Thanks for your for your comments, okay?
Yeah, I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to you every night before I go to bed.
Thank you.
I'm supposed to be in bed. And I loved your segment a long time ago about whether or not Cheney was the devil's henchman or Satan's spawn.
Right.
That stuck with me for a long time.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, Phoebe, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You have a nice weekend, okay?
You too.
All right.
You.
Take care.
Bye.
Aaron is calling from Port Washington. Aaron, welcome to the program.
All right, take care.
No, wait a minute. Aaron, you got to turn your radio down.
Port Washington, Aaron.
All right, let's put Aaron on hold. We'll come back to Aaron in a second. Yeah, I forget. I'm supposed to say that once in a while. Make sure that your radios are turned down when we come to you, okay? Abed, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Abed is calling from New Jersey. Abed, welcome to the program.
Hi.
How old are you? How old are you, Abed?
I'm 15.
15? Am I saying your name right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the topic of global warming. It's very current, and now, like, it seems like nobody knows about it. And the United States is one of the few countries in the world that can't sign the Kyoto Protocol.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what your views are on that.
Well, I think a lot of people know about it. Abed, you know about it. I know about it. Most of the people, the millions of people listen to this radio network know about it. I think what's really going on is that media are not talking about it.
Exactly.
It's not getting out to the point where folks can discuss the issue of environmental degradation or global warming. What we discuss, not you, not me, but what we wind up discussing, well, sometimes you're right, is who won last night on American Idol.
Exactly.
And, right? And are what has happened, and not that there's anything wrong with that, as long as it's only like 2 minutes out of the day and then maybe 20 minutes out of the day focused on what we're doing to our home, which is this planet. So, I don't think people have to walk around 24/7 talking about heavy-duty issues. There's a place for American Idol, whoop-de-doo. It's, you know, there's a place for music. There's a place for, you know, all of entertainment. But what has happened, we've become an entertainment top-heavy society, at least our media have. And as a result, these important issues like environmental destruction are not talked about. Do you agree with that?
Exactly. I agree with that 100%.
All right. How do you overcome that? Do you discuss these issues with your friends or your parents or other adults or what?
I guess, like, you have to bring it around your family, friends, like, anything, like, that has to do with the environment. So if you see anything that anybody's talking about the environment, you know, just bring up global warming. Like, global warming can cause a lot of effects, because I was doing a research paper on that. And, I don't know, just looking into it, and it seemed like the United States and a couple of other countries aren't doing nothing about it, you know, so...
What do you make of the argument that the reason the United States refused to sign the Kyoto Protocols was because those protocols did not include countries like China or India, if I'm not mistaken, countries that are in, they're certainly in an industrial state of development, but they are using fossil fuels to a much greater degree every single year. So countries like China and India that have massive populations that are doing their making their contribution to global warming, and they were exempt, I believe, if I remember what the protocols were about, they were exempt for the time being or until they caught up or something. But what do you make of that argument? That's the reason U.S. didn't sign was because everyone wasn't required to sign. Or do you think that's a bogus argument?
I think that's bogus. I think it's I'm not sure about the protocol 100%, but I think you had to put in some kind of money, and I think the money is basically going to some future plan, you know, for some other war, you know.
So you don't trust what this administration tells you?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Yeah.
Isn't that? Oh Lord, you don't trust anything? Nothing?
Oh.
I mean, I don't, but I'm a cynical old man. You know, you're a young person, so.
Yeah.
But you don't trust any of it.
I don't think so, because, you know, there's so many things in the past and with this administration that we can't just believe, you know. Believe it.
Yeah, I understand that. What about the draft? I think that was the other thing you wanted to talk about, Abed.
Yeah, the draft. Like there's like a lot of plans for the administration to go into war again, and the draft, because there's not that many people in the army anymore for some reason, and basically my age group is probably going to be the ones who are going to get drafted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure a lot of people in my age group are scared about that. So I just want to know what you think about, like, what we can do to prevent this stuff, you know.
Well, I feel this way, that, you know, the human race is several hundred thousand years old now in terms of being a species that can think. Most of the history of the human species, certainly for the past 10,000 years, has been one of destruction and death and wars and hatred and anger and mistrust. I would think that at some point we would evolve away from that, or outgrow it, or our minds would get to the point where we could say, why do we decide to settle disputes by killing each other? The disputes are never settled. The things that we went to war for in World War I back in 19, well, we didn't get into it towards the end, but the elements of World War I back in 1915, those elements are still strong enough to cause more conflict. And we're talking 100 years ago. You understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Okay. So as far as a draft, I see that as secondary. Primary is, why do we still think, or our leaders think, that war or violence or bombing or killing solves anything? I defy anyone in history where something was settled and settled permanently by violence. Other than, you know, I mean, sure, you can exterminate an entire people and settle it, but Political issues are not settled, I don't think, by violence. They're settled by negotiation, compromise, understanding the other person's point of view or the other country's point of view, and working towards some sort of an agreement that satisfies both. So as far as a draft is concerned, Abed, I think it is anti-human. It's anti-life. It's anti-human. It's vile. And I hope people in your generation will resist it with all you have in you.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
All right. Abed, thanks for checking in, pal.
Hi. Can I say one more thing? Can I say hello to my sister and my mom?
You sure can.
All right. Hi, Ruby, and hi, Mommy, and hi, Naveed.
Okay. Way to go. You have a good weekend, Abed.
You too.
All right, sir.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Quick break. We'll be back. More your phone calls. Stick around. This is Air America.
And I am not at the wheel of control. And I am guilty, I have war, and I am the root of all evil. Lord, and I can't drive on the left side of the road. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, very hard life. Hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hate,
for the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, meet two activists who have fooled the press by impersonating Bush staffers and World Trade Organization spokesmen. Read about Bush's plan to cut corporate taxes by a whopping $137 billion, and you foot the bill. Plus, see how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Are you struggling with your weight? Listen closely. This might change your life. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. My powerful hypnosis CDs will stop your struggle with food and emotional eating and self-sabotage. The Zen of Thin guides you to problem. Diets don't work. The real answer is in your mind. Hypnotherapy will stop the cravings and put you in control. The Zen of Thin will instantly hypnotize you to feel better fast. And now you get a free private hypnotherapy session with someone in your area, someone you can trust. And now when you order the Zen of Thin, you'll get our amazing Appetite Zapper hypnosis CD that will instantly make you love to eat your veggies and stop your sugar and carb cravings. Listen to the CD as you sleep tonight. Wake up tomorrow in control. Cravings gone. Burning fat fast. I guarantee it. Call me, Wendy Friesen, 877-68-HAPPY. Remember, 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at zenofthin.com. Open your mind before you open your mouth.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family?
In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Yeah, more of Mike Malloy with an awful lot of help from an awful lot of articulate young people tonight. We do appreciate the fact that you all are calling in. We have another hour after the next break, so stick around. It's okay. This is, you know, tomorrow's Saturday. Email here from Tyler in Colorado. Hi, Mike. My dad and I were talking about the situation with Nashivo yesterday when we heard that the Pope was falling ill. Since then, I've heard that he is probably going to die soon, unless the United States House of Representatives passes legislation to protect him from the culture of death. I think that Tom DeLay, Senator Frist, Joe Scarborough, and all of those others should insist on keeping the Pope on life support and protect him from all those in the Vatican who are trying to kill him. Americans should be disgusted that those surrounding the Pope may actually kill him off. And then in parentheses he writes, that was supposed to be sarcasm, but I'm not sure if it came across. It did, Tyler. He goes on. Anyway, the hypocrisy that we are experiencing in this country is out of control. I'm a sophomore in high school, 15 years old, and I'm pretty freaked out about where our country is going. The situation in our country is bad enough, but now we are dealing with all of these people pushing agendas that aren't even based in reality. I read 1984 in my freshman English class, and it is way too close to where our country is going. I really don't know what to do. Go to college, leave the country, or what? Thanks for the program, Tyler. Go to college in Switzerland. No, go to college and continue to educate yourself, Tyler. Continue to hang with people who are doing the same thing. Organize. Refuse to give up because a bunch of old people are hell-bent on destroying things. Refuse, okay? In any time in history, it's always been the young people. It's always been the 15-year-olds and the 14-year-olds and the 16-year-olds. As they get older, if they can retain the honesty that most of them have and the value system that most of them have. I'm not idealizing young people. I know that young people have, you all have to struggle, Tyler. You really have to struggle. And some of the stuff the young people do is petty beyond belief. I'll tell you another book to read if you want a book that will really freak you out. Read Lord of the Flies. Not Lord of the Rings, Lord of the Flies. Read that one, okay? So it's not that young people are not, pure or incapable of making wrong decisions. To the contrary. But young people do have what old people like me have worn out of us sometime, and that is determination based on the oceans of time that you have in front of you. You know, you reach a certain age, pal, where that unlimited amount of time that is your life, it's still stretching out in front of you. Which, by the way, is the basis for changing the world, is because you have so much time to do it in. But there comes a point in your life where that ocean of time becomes a wading pool. You know what I'm saying? And you're barely able to get the bottoms of your feet wet anymore. So I hate to put a burden on you, Tyler, or any other kid that's calling in here tonight, but here it comes. It's up to you all. In the final analysis, it really is. It's up to you all to seize control and to change things. It's always been up to the youth. Always. Always. In one way or another, it's always been up to the young people. So, and even when you're handed a mess, like you are being handed from this generation, it's still up to you. No whining. No complaining. You can't afford it. Okay? This is not the 20th century anymore. It's not the 19th century. There's just no room for how unfair it is. That's a given. You start from that. And then you say, okay, carpe diem or whatever. And you do seize it and you do something with it, right? Huh? You know what I'm talking about. I'm not lecturing you. You know this in your head. You know this. All you kids know this. You do know this. You don't need some adult, especially not some adult on the radio, to tell you this. You know it. You understand it. And I think that's part of the frustration that kids have. I know it was my frustration when I was a teenager. I used to think, damn, I know this stuff. I already know this. Maybe I'm only 16. I don't have all the facts. I don't have the life experience. But I know... When I see something that is wrong and it's being pushed as right, I know that's fake. You don't have to be a genius and you don't have to be an adult and you don't have to be a college educated to understand when an agenda is being pushed that is anti you, young people, life. You already know it. I know you know it. And you know it. It's just hell being a teenager because you don't have the power yet. You can't vote. You can't do this. You can't do that. People are still kind of suggesting that you sit down and shut up. And it's not the young people that are putting things in a situation where they have to be corrected or they will end. That's all. So, yeah, Tyler, hang in there. Hang in there. You know, all of y'all, hang in there. You've got to. What's your choice, huh? What's your choice, right? Yikes. Aaron. What? Oh, we've got a break here? Okay. We'll come back and we'll pick up Aaron in Denver. We're going to get David in Rhode Island, Dylan in New Hampshire, Douglas in California, Earl in Canada, Adam in New York City, and Brenna. I believe it's Brenna in Austin, Texas. And let's keep the calls coming in. We got another hour of the program, so nobody goes to sleep tonight until we're finished, all right? Stick around, y'all. I'm Mike Malloy, and what you're listening to is Air America Radio. Life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? Because the woman there, she took his ring. Took his babies, it took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken in a finger. All night. Sing once a young American. Young American, young American. She wants a young American. All night. She wants a young.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Oreck Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
AutoZone!
hurry to AutoZone right now during our spring car care blowout for incredible blowout prices on the stuff you need to keep your car running right. Like Pennzoil, conventional motor oil, now only $1.77 a quart. That's right, only $1.77. Plus, great car care products like Kit Carnauba Car Wash and Wax, just $2.99. And that's just the beginning. Come into AutoZone's spring car care blowout now through April 10th and get unbeatable savings. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Danger comes with lots of warning, right? Not when it comes to your eyes. The leading cause of serious eyesight loss in adults is macular degeneration. It's not something that announces itself. It just progresses and ends with a partial loss of sight. What can you do? See an optometrist regularly. They're like early warning systems for your eyes.
Your eyes deserve an optometrist.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. Tears are flowing, candles are glowing as Catholics around the world await word on the Pope. Vatican officials say the Holy Father is near death with no hope for recovery. Los Angeles Archdiocese Cardinal Roger Mahoney is thinking about the moments he's shared with the pontiff, but acknowledges the end is near.
No one knows exactly how much longer he has, but all the reports are that he continues to fail and fade. And so we join him in that journey, looking forward to the eternal life that he will be entering soon.
The new day begins in Rome, where at 7 a.m. local time, Vatican officials are offering very little new information. The light at the pontiff's Vatican City apartment are on as the Pope lies unconscious. His breathing has become shallow, and his blood pressure is reportedly getting worse. Catholics are seeking the comforts of prayer and community at this uneasy time. Patty Lane has more from Seattle.
Seattle Catholics have been gathering here at St. James Cathedral to support one another and celebrate the life of Pope John Paul II. Many were moved when the very Reverend Michael Ryan spoke during Friday Mass.
He has given us, given the Church, and given the entire human family his final gift. He not only showed us how to live, he is showing us how to die.
Locals are now looking toward the transition.
Pray for the next leader to be somebody who has a vision, a good vision for what's happening in our world today.
At St. James Cathedral in Seattle, I'm Patty Lane.
The thoughts and influence of the Pope extend beyond the Catholic Church. Former New York City Mayor Ed Koch says Pope John Paul II is a true world leader and liked by everyone.
Wherever he went, whether it was to Poland or the Soviet Union or to the United States, countries that were friendly, countries that were not friendly, the people were always outstandingly supportive of him.
Koch was in office when the pontiff first visited New York City in 1979. Koch says the Pope was also known for his work in helping to end communism in the Soviet Union. The former mayor says the pontiff was also admired for his work promoting good relationships between Catholics and Jews. In other developments, President Bush sidesteps the Senate and makes recess appointments to a commission that will decide the fate of domestic military bases. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said there's about 25% excess capacity in the 425 military bases in the U.S. and its territories. Many states have prepared to lobby to save their bases and the jobs and economic benefits they bring. It stands to be a short weekend for the lion's share of the country. Daylight savings time returns at 2 a.m. Sunday. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with the Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Saturday's Best of Morning Sedition when we say a prayer for an ailing person who is very close to us, Reverend Jerry Falwell. We need you to get better, Jerry. You're our golden goose. Plus, we'll travel through the ages to experience the best moments in Morning Sedition history. It's our big birthday bash, Saturday on the Best of Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. We're talking with young people tonight, 13 to 17, and we appreciate the kids that have called in so far tonight. I want you to keep it up for another 55 minutes or so. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. All right, let's check in with Aaron, who has called in from Denver. Aaron, welcome to the program. How old are you, Aaron?
17.
Okay. And what prompted your call tonight?
Well, basically, I guess I wanted to talk about what I was feeling. And, you know, I think we really do live in an asylum. It really, really sucks to be a young person right now. And, you know, I try to do what I can, but I find myself growing, you know, ever more cynical and just bitter about this, like, whole process in the country and about just the future. And, you know, I don't really know if there's any, I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I certainly am at a loss of what, you know, all there is to do. I think activism itself has really run dry. Mm-hmm. I don't really think, like, these marches are really doing anything. I would like to see something really creative and new happen, and I don't know how that could be possible.
Let me offer a couple of thoughts on what you've said. First, and you've probably heard this before, so don't hate me for saying this, but it is not unusual to be 16 or 17 and to go through phases, and sometimes the phases are extended, where things do look kind of bleak. I left home when I was had just turned 17, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I came from a family where there was spouse abuse, although we didn't have a name for it like that back then, and child abuse, and we didn't have that name back then either. So I got out and I left at 17, and everything was to me was really bleak. On the one hand, you know, about 80% of me was just like about as negative as it could possibly be. First of all, I was sad about having left my home, but secondly, I was just full of rage and anger and kind of no place to turn sort of thing. But there was about 20% of me though that was like just the opposite. That was enthusiastic and forward looking and hopeful. And that part, I think, prevailed, at least in my life. Now, the reason I bring that up is that I hear what you're saying about, you know, how difficult it is right now to be 17. Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. And I'm not trying to say something like it's always been difficult to be 17, although there is a slight element of truth to that, too. Right. But. Yeah, you kids today have some things to face in a different way from the things we had to face. Now, let me just tell you, when I was 17, you know what the big worry back then was? And really, the big worry back then was that we were going to wake up some morning and there would be nuclear bombs falling on the United States. And I mean, that was real. That was a real fear. And it was almost like, okay, so then why do anything? You know, why graduate high school? Why someday get married? Why go on to college? Why do anything? Because we're just going to be nuked. We're going to be turned into, we're going to be incinerated. And that was a part of my life and my generation's life as much as anything that's a constant in your life. That was the constant in our life back then. And it was rough. It was really difficult, Aaron, to try to get past that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can imagine that Cold War era.
Right. So anyway, that's my little mini lecture. What I'm trying to say is I hear what you're saying. As far as activism is concerned, you need to step out and do some organizing yourself. Maybe you already have. I don't know. Have you?
I certainly do. It doesn't seem to be too much fun anymore. I mean, it just seems to be the same old, same old. And I guess there comes a point where you really question yourself to wonder, well, are you actually doing something?
All right, now, what do you mean, the same old, same old? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, let's take the Iraqi war, for example. We just had the 20th anniversary marches. As far as I know, nothing has really significantly stopped or ceased in Iraq. You know, the same old things going down.
Mm-hmm.
Every year in Denver here, we have people that go by the Capitol, and they march, you know, either to Halliburton or do a whole die-in. And basically, you have speakers that are speaking to the choir, and nothing really happens. I don't really know how much of an effect that happens. I mean, that does.
Mm-hmm. At the very least, do you feel it strengthens the convictions of the people who are attending? Like you say, it's, you know, preaching to the choir. I understand that feeling. But do you suppose maybe it strengthens the convictions of the people who are listening, and because the convictions get strengthened, it's easier to continue to struggle? Do you agree that political activism is a struggle? It always has been. I don't care what the issue's been, what century it's been. Political activism, political organizing, whether it's been for women's rights or minority rights or gay rights or anti-war, anti-nuke, whatever it's been, it's exhausting, and you can't measure things by, you know, maybe what you achieve that day or that week. Sometimes it's a long-term thing. I guess you understand all that.
Yeah, I mean, I really believe it's mentally healthy for me to go and see people that are like me, because I really think, like, if you're isolated from anyone like that, from seeing people who believe in what you do morally, like, it's really, you know, it gets you depressed, frankly.
Right. Well, bingo. And I think you just hit on a very key thing. People who are aware tend, I think, to be more easily depressed or get negative because. Is weird, just by definition. So, yeah, I think that's why it's important, and I think you're doing exactly the right thing. Even though it may seem futile to you at times, I think what you're doing here is associating with other people who reflect your political point of view and whom get the reflection from you. And that's important it's like feeding each other. You understand, feeding that energy back and forth.
Right.
But your frustration is you wish it would spring out of your group and affect the whole country, right?
Well, right. I mean, like, where is my generation's Abby Hoffmans or Cesar Chavez's or Martin Luther King Jr.'s, you know? Where are they? I mean, I would like to see something happen, you know? I think that's one of the great things about being a young person is you're so impatient. You want things to happen now,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to see results. And I do think, I mean, it helps a little. I mean, I remember, like, reading about in the 60s, the General Joint Chiefs of Staff were talking about what they called domestic restraint.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be they were talking about the anti-war movement, and they're just in their decisions to bomb Vietnam.
Right.
And they actually, you know, stopped bombing in certain places because of the pressure put on by just that small group. And so you can't really know, I mean, how many lives you saved, but you know that there's at least some impact. I mean, mm-hmm. even with, like, the whole government, you know, COINTELPRO things and stuff. But I guess I'm digressing.
No, I understand what you're saying. Keep this in mind, though. You probably already know this. The first nationally organized anti-Vietnam War demonstration in this country didn't happen until, I think, 1968. And we had been involved in that war on a very serious level since about 64. Now, we had troops there going all the way back to the Eisenhower years. But what I'm trying to say is there was an awful lot of killing and bombing and destruction before the American people finally galvanized. And all I can say in response to your frustration about, you know, this invasion of Iraq is 2 years on now. It may take a little bit longer, Aaron, before people realize how it's certainly destroying Iraq, but it's also eating away at the ethical fiber of this country. It may take a while. And when it finally does happen, when that awareness does gel, that's when the leaders are going to be needed, and maybe one of those leaders is going to be you. You understand what I'm saying? You may be waiting for an Abby Hoffman, but it may be you.
Well, I really hope, you know, it comes soon. I mean, I'm glad you understand the frustration. It's just, you know, it's very frustrating each day just to see it on the news.
I hear you. I hear you. Keep your chin up and keep fighting because, you know, you may be Abby Hoffman. Who knows, right?
Oh, who knows? I mean, we can hope to aspire to that.
Yeah. Aaron, thanks for checking in. I hope to hear from you again. Take care, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
Oh, and by the way, got an email here. Aaron or anybody else, as far as organizing or putting things together, indymedia.org, and I'm sure most of you kids are familiar with that, I-N-D-Y, media, indymedia.org. They have organizational, facilities all over the country. Indymedia.org. Check out that website. The other thing, too, the kids that have called in tonight, every single one of you are extremely articulate, and I would imagine that some of you have your own blogs going or whatever, or meetups. I know the last time we did this, one of the young girls that called in said she had the equivalent of meetups with some of her friends. So I think it's very necessary to not be, and this applies to adults too, to not be so smothered by the lies and deceptions and hypocrisy that comes out of the mouths of people like Limbaugh or Hannity or Fox or George Bush or just on and on and on, you know, that sort of thing. That is just so anti-life, so anti-young people, so anti-future. It's just so ugly and hate-filled and divisive, right? So, you know, do your own, you know, be your own media, that sort of thing. You know that, but I'm sure most of you already know that. Adam is calling from New York City. Adam, welcome to the program. How old are you, Adam?
I'm 13 years old.
13? What prompted your call tonight?
I'd just like to talk about how I think that the main reason that people like the Bush administration and other just liars in politics are able to really get away with what they're getting away with is because of the creation of technology and how it's really turned the media into a one-way medium. I mean, really, just think about it. Back in the days of the Revolutionary War, you had people like common folk, like Thomas Paine, were able to get their essays just published by people like Benjamin Franklin. Where are the Benjamin Franklins of today? They're in the wallets of network executives. I mean, what is it? You listen to the television. It's just people telling you what to do. This is what you should think. This is what you should do. This is what you should buy. Just other people telling you. I mean, the computers, the internet, what is it? It's the World Wide Web. It's an information medium. Just we're in the information age. Why aren't we in the communication age? I mean, really, we should be able to speak to each other and really just get our ideas out there in some sort of mainstream form as opposed to other people telling us what to do. I mean, really, it's just the reverse of progress.
Well, Adam, consider this, if you would. Thomas Paine, when he was writing his tracts, his essays, Common Sense, the things that he wrote that were part and parcel of the American Revolution, his writings were probably read by a very finite, very limited number of people. Do you understand here that if you wrote an essay by Adam and put it on the internet and just emailed it to 10 of your friends or acquaintances and asked them to email it to 10 and so on and so forth, that your essay, Adam, would be read probably within 72 hours by more people than read Thomas Paine's writings at the time of the Revolution? So I hear what you're saying, but I counter what you're saying by telling you that the internet gives you the ability to write and publish and, here's the key, distribute, disseminate to a degree that Thomas Paine or Thomas Jefferson or any writer from that period of time would have killed to have had the audience that you potentially have for the writings by Adam. Do you understand where I'm going with that?
Yes, you make a very valid point, but I'd like to say that, you are very correct, but I'd just like to say that a problem is that you could get really what it is that you have to say out there, but you have this flood of really just information and ideas, and this is actually a good thing, but the problem is that it's all being dominated by really just commercialization. I mean, really, it's like the internet. It's great.
Well, no, I don't disagree with what you're basically saying. The internet has is becoming to a degree like over the air radio or television, like cable television, like cable radio. The function of television in this country, and I've said this in my program before, is it has one function and one function only, and that is to cause people to forget. That's all television is designed to do. Its secondary purpose is to sell you something, but its primary purpose is to cause you to forget. Forget what you learned yesterday. Forget what you thought you knew a week ago. Get to the point where you can't remember anything. Now, Adam, let me put you on hold. We let the time get by. I got to take a break. I'll come back to you in a minute. This is Air America.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
What do you get when you cross a ballerina with an insomniac? Someone who'll dance the night away. And that's what they're doing at a dance-a-thon put together by dancers and their community coalition to raise money for kids' after-school programs. And what do you get when people bring their groups together? Healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. So if you're involved with a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free two-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me?
It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Randy Rhodes.
I am Randy Rhodes. Fabulous. Look how beautiful. Yep, look at you. Fabulous. Tim, what do you think?
It's fabulous.
Oh, she never looked better in her life. Oh, one eye is bigger than the other.
Turn the other way.
Turn it the other way.
Randy's back.
She's not symmetrical.
Randy's back.
See, symmetry is beauty, and that's why she's not.
Randy's back, and in perfect working order.
I'm feeling like every woman.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Okay, turn it the other way. Okay, now turn this way and chin down.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Before the hour, we're talking with Adam, who's 13, called in from New York City. The other thing I wanted to mention, Adam, is to see the internet as a tool. I got an email while we were while you were on hold. The internet can tend to make a person feel isolated, but you use it as a window, not a door. You understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying about the commercialization of the exchange of information, and the stuff that we do get is totally useless, totally useless. A lot of mornings I will wake up and flip on the last hour of CNN's Good Morning or whatever it is on CNN in the morning, and it's American Morning. I'll get that last hour from 9 to 10, and it's atrocious. It's an abomination. It's unbelievable that is what CNN now puts out there, and I'm sure the previous 2 or 3 hours of that program is exactly the same. So I don't disagree with you, but I think you need to see maybe perhaps the internet as a tool rather than as an end in itself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. Does that cover it, pal?
There's just one final thing I'd like to say.
Go ahead.
I'd just like to say that the one thing is, what are the long-term psychological effects of this? I mean, really. We're learning to block out the lies and tune out the commercials. What happens when there's nothing other than lies and commercials? I mean, really, will we ever be able to really trust the media and count on them as a reliable source of information?
Okay, the quick answer to that is no.
Yeah.
That day is gone. Edward R. Murrow is long dead. Walter Cronkite is gone. Eric Severide is gone. I'm just naming some names from television's so-called golden age. There are still an awful lot of good writers out there. You have to look around for them a little bit, but they're there. There are some writers who are writing for websites, writing for publications, who are just as good as anybody in the history of this country has ever been in getting their ideas out. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So don't give up. All right. I agree with what you're saying. But smack it down. Just smack it down, Adam. Beat it. Stomp it. Kick it out of your way and go on.
Okay.
All right?
Have a good evening.
All right, sir. You too. You have a nice weekend. Earl is calling from Canada. Earl, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Earl. How you doing?
Very good, actually.
Good.
And
I know you're 14, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just phoned in because my dad was on the internet, and he saw this really kind of weird picture. It was all these clerics getting together to fight the gay festival in Jerusalem.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. It was on, actually, it was on the front page above the fold of the New York Times yesterday. And like I said last night, when I first opened up the Times and saw that, I thought, oh, my God, they've figured out a way for the Israelis and the Palestinians to live peacefully and everybody's celebrating. No, turns out it was just, you know, let's all get together and hate the queers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all unite in their hatred of gays, but next week they'll start killing each other again.
Once the glue is dried up, that would be the hatred of gay folk. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, there's the Muslim, I think it's like Muslims, Roman Catholic priest, Eastern Orthodox priest, Sephardic rabbi, and Ashkenazi rabbi.
Yeah, so you've got what, three or four religions represented there. And it's nice to see them. I'm being highly cynical. Nice to see them get together on the basis of mutual hatred.
Yeah, it's kind of like I was just kind of shocked. I didn't know. I thought it was funny, but I thought it was kind of screwed up. And
well, you know, in that photo you're talking about, they all look like they should be dressed by Carson on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. If the blonde guy Carson would just show up and dress these people, you know, get him out of these robes and stuff. But get, you know, let's get some cool clothes on. That looked like something like Queer Eye for the Straight Mufti or something, or Queer Eye for the Straight Rabbi, or Queer Eye for the Straight Priest. I don't know. These people need to improve their wardrobe, don't you think, Earl?
Yeah, they all look kind of iffy.
Yeah. All right. Earl, what any particular thing you bring into the program tonight?
No, not really. I just kind of phoned in to talk about that and
all right.
Other stuff. And
all right. Well, we got it covered. Earl, have a nice week, and we'll talk to you again, okay?
Yep.
All right, sir. Take care. Douglas is calling from California. Douglas, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how old are you, Douglas?
13.
All right. What you got on your mind?
Well, I've been hearing a lot recently about the talk about a possible draft coming in the next few years.
Right.
And so my parents have been hounding on me to find out about conscientious objector information.
Right.
And so I'm looking on these various websites about this and finding out how to register as a conscientious objector. You have to get all this information about your opposed to the war and all that. However, on this one website, I saw something about you may still be asked to serve as under another thing in the military, like maybe not a soldier with a gun, but.
Well, that's, you know, I mentioned
about that?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier in the program tonight. That's precise. I had had a bunch of uncles, but during World War II, when I was, as a matter of fact, it was before I was born, they got drafted, but. One was one went into combat. He was in a rifle platoon. The other one, and he survived and came back from World War II. The other one was a conscientious objector, and he wound up working in a hospital in France. So now I don't know how the law applies now. Back in that period of time, in the 40s, 1940s, somebody who identified themselves as a conscientious objector was seen as a coward. For the most part, they were seen as somebody who didn't want to step up to the plate and stop Hitler and stop Tojo and stop Mussolini and was therefore a coward, which my uncle was not, the one uncle I'm talking about. He just objected to killing, especially going overseas to kill. So I don't know how it is today. I would suggest you continue to research it. What would be your objection to going into the military, Douglas?
Well, for various reasons. First of all, I don't like the thought of killing people. I just don't like the thought. Actually, I don't like the thought of guns in general. And second of all, that what has Iraq done to our country? I mean, World War II, they may have an idea of being seen as a coward because Hitler killed all those people, and he was. But what has Saddam Hussein hasn't really. Well, I'm wondering mostly behind the idea of the war. How does Bush and the other people up there figure they can start a war to prevent a war from being started by Saddam Hussein?
They're insane?
That's a pretty good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know how to, why should we go over there to kill thousands of innocent civilians who have not done anything to anyone in this country? Why are we doing that?
I understand your question. Let me ask you a question, and I think I know the answer before I ask it. But if you live in California, right?
Yes.
Let's supposing you found out that the coast of California was being invaded by an army that wanted to kill everybody in the United States, and you had access to a weapon to defend your family and your house and your country. Would you pick up that weapon and fight? Now, this is on your territory. This is in California.
Yeah. Well, I might be, if they were threatening,
that's what I mean. They're definitely threatening. Here they come. They're coming up from San Diego. They're coming down from Sacramento. It looks like, everybody who's able to, every boy, girl, man, woman who believes in defending have got to do something. I'm just curious. Because I feel, let me just tell you, this is kind of a loaded question, because I'm the same way. I would not, I'm too old now, but I would not join the military to go kill Iraqis. I would pick up a gun and defend my city, my state, my family, my baby, my country, if somebody invaded. And if you believe that, then you can understand why the Iraqis are fighting back, too, and why the Vietnamese.
Yeah, I understand that. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the point I was just trying to get to.
Yeah. But it's understandable they're fighting back because we're invading them, but they're not doing anything to us.
Why do you suppose we're in that war?
They probably have something we want.
Such as?
Oil.
What about a base of operations to wage further wars in that part of the world? You know, the U.S. military is building 14 military bases in someone else's country. Of course, we've done that before, but usually it's been at the invitation of the host country. This is not at anybody's invitation.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not just oil, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been as focused on the military bases part.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've been doing various things in the country, like just coming in, setting up camp, as if Bush was telling the truth about back in May 2003 that the war was finished. At the very least, we were able to come in and set up camp now.
Yeah, that's very true, Douglas. We have to leave it there. Thanks for checking in, pal. You have a good weekend,
right.
Okay?
Okay. Thanks for doing these nights.
You bet. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. This is Air America.
I walk you out of no more than do. But I heard a young man cry.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
1200.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
About 10 before the hour. Once again, just like our last youth night, I'm left with a mixed feeling about the kids in our society. I love hearing from these kids, and being a father and a grandfather, I just can really connect to them, like you can, I'm sure. But I worry for them, too. On the one hand, the callers here that we've had tonight are so articulate, so informed, so insightful. You can't help but have more than a little hope for the future. On the other hand, it's sad and frankly embarrassing for me as an adult to hear their concerns about the environment and perpetual war and the draft and loss of civil liberties. These are issues that before they were born were entrusted to us, and somehow we did not fulfill the trust that these young people are now, in a sense, asking why not. I honestly believe that so many of these kids that have called in tonight, the unasked question, the one that these kids, either because of their training or because of their youth or because of their respect, they have not asked. And that question is, why did you hand us this? Seriously. Now, I'm not suggesting that all the adults listening tonight, immediately, rip your shirt off and start beating on your back with a cat of nine tails and, then pouring salt in the wound. But I mean, whose responsibility is it? George W. Bush is a freak. So many of the people that have assumed positions of enormous power in this country are nothing more nor less than freaks. And we let them continue to freak out this country. But that's the question that I hear behind so much of what these kids are saying is, there's a huge why. Why did your generation allow it to get to this point? That's a valid question. That's a question I ask myself all the time because, like I've said 80 million times, I have grandchildren. I have adult children who are doing the best they can, but I have grandchildren. And now I have an eight-month-old baby. And, you know, I look at these grandkids and this baby, and I can't escape from asking myself that question. Can you? When you look at your little kids or when you look at your grandkids, can you escape that question? So it's the other thing, too, and I know some of you adults who are listening tonight probably felt the same way. You just want to reach out and give them all a big hug and just say, relax, it'll be okay. But you can't. And neither can I. I don't know if it's going to be okay. When we do this with these kids, we try to listen and not, you know, give advice or rosy scenarios. Hey, don't worry about it. Everything's going to work out. Because everything might not work out. But the possibility of solutions always, always, always rest with the generation coming on stage as those of us who are shuffling off the stage, you know, take a look back and, you know, think, oh, damn, what, you know, why did I do that or why didn't I do that? And the applause for our performance on that stage may have been a very diminished applause, or it may have been the audience just tossing cabbages and rotten eggs and tomatoes at us because the performance really stunk. So I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to evaluate your own generation, isn't it? You know, when I hear talk about the so-called greatest generation, that generation that went through the Depression and the defeat of fascism when it tried to take over this planet back in the 30s and 40s, and, you know, here we are, here we are again. We have a different kind of depression now. Wage depression, job depression, education depression, healthcare depression, everything is depressed, pushed down. And we're right back to fascism. That's the hard part for me, is this tendency, whether it's religious fascism or political fascism. You know, it's a constant fight. It's a constant struggle. I don't know if these young people understand how important or final it is for them to fight against this. We're out of time, and for the kids who were left on hold tonight, I'm sorry. I apologize. I know you have important things to say. We'll do this again. But that's it for tonight. Thanks to the crew in New York who engineered the program, Colin Tipton and Tim Einenkall, and David who screened your calls, David Fizikas. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives our programs. If you want to hear if you want to download this and keep it, go ahead. Ben will have it up tomorrow probably. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Please visit MikeMalloy.com and AirAmericaRadio.com. And again, to all the kids who participated, thank you so much. We do appreciate it in a straight ahead way. Nothing patronizing, nothing condescending about it. In a straight ahead way, we appreciate what you kids had to say. We'll do this again eventually. I'll see you Monday night. I'll be broadcasting from Air America Radio's home base in New York City. And if you're in the city and want to stop by the Raven Sunday night, come on by and say howdy. All right. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well.
Have a great weekend, Kevin, Kenny, wherever you are.
It slowly go by and feed them on your dream, the one they fix, the one you know die.
Every day it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200